Hello and welcome. I'm doing a podcast on my own today because, well, lots of reasons, but mostly because 2021 and that is life at the moment. And I thought I would use this opportunity to talk about something that I've been having a discussion on other podcasts about. And this is this kind of moral dilemma that I have around dieting at the moment. And really, obviously, I've always sat in the middle of the anti-diet movement and the fitness movement, but this was triggered by a conversation that I had with Emma on the EIQ Lives, and they're awesome because Emma and I disagree on a lot. We agree on the science and we agree on the fundamentals of good coaching, but we disagree in terms of our approaches sometimes and our hypotheses outside of science, shall we say. And so it triggered something in me to think a little bit more about this. And so anyone that follows me will know that I don't actively promote fat loss. And that's not because I am against fat loss. I am pro-health and pro-choice in every aspect of the word. But I don't actively promote it. And Emma said to me, maybe for our EIQ Live, we should talk about the wins of dieting. Because I don't think that we as an industry talk about that. We talk about the psychological, we talk about the downsides of dieting a lot. And I was like, well, I disagree completely because the fitness industry only talks about fat loss. That's how we make all of our money. I say we as an industry. I don't think many people actually talk about the dark side of dieting other than probably our coaches. And so we disagreed on that. And then obviously we went into the conversation around, Emma was sort of saying, well, you know, I think dieting improves self-esteem. So self-esteem is about your sense of self. It's about liking and knowing and trusting basically your true self. It's not the same as self-confidence, which is about having a belief in your abilities. And so then I looked into some of the research. I've been looking into the research because I've been asked to comment in a health magazine about this exact thing. You know, is there ever a time where, for example, competing is good for body image? That's what the article had asked me to comment on. And so I had to dig really, really deep because actually, if we look at the research around dieting and body image, dieting is not associated with better body image. And often chronic dieting, so dieting for a long period of time or repeatedly dieting, is actually associated with lower body image, which is the opposite of what you might think. And so I really dug deep in the research to see if I could find a nuanced, kind of create a nuanced discussion around, okay, is there ever a time where dieting to the extremes is helpful? And, you know, it may improve confidence. It may improve confidence in one's self, in one's own abilities to stick to something, you know, to achieve something, to tick things off like you do when you're dieting. But that's not because of the fat loss, that's because of all of the other habits that come into play. I was looking at the research around self-esteem and dieting, and actually this is not a causal thing, but we know that dieting is associated with low self-esteem. So the more often someone diets, the more likely they are to have low self-esteem, not better self-esteem. And it's probably a lot to do with the fact that people who diet more are more likely to have low self-esteem to start with. So it's not that dieting is causing low self-esteem necessarily, it's just that people who diet often have low self-esteem. Not always, but often. And the other issue with this type of research is that a lot of the time in research, the diets that people follow are not great. And to be honest, if you put me on a shake diet for 8 weeks, I'd probably have low self-esteem at the end of it. So it's not entirely comparable to real life. And when I talk about real life fat loss coaching, I'm talking about good coaches. I'm talking about myself. I'm talking about Emma. I'm talking about solid fat loss coaches who support fat loss. And so we were having this debate and I was saying, well, I don't think fat loss necessarily promotes self-esteem. What I think is that the actions of a good coach in terms of setting process-based goals, so things like making sure you're doing physical activity, getting outside for some daylight every day, going for a walk, getting fruits and vegetables in every day, these types of things, I postulated that actually doing all those types of things may well improve your self-esteem. But it's not the fat loss. It's not the fat loss that's promoting self-esteem here. And so then I've kind of fell into this hole of, this is my moral dilemma with dieting. I support anybody who I think wants to diet from a healthy place. I support fat loss. I've dieted before, and I'm sure at some point, although I can't imagine doing it anytime soon, I'm sure at some point I will also diet at some point again. So I'm not against it by any means. But the moral dilemma that I have is that we know that dieting is associated with reduced body image, low self-esteem. And if even if we put that aside for a minute, we know dieting is associated with low body image, an increased risk of disordered eating, an increased risk of binge eating. They are not often sustainable. So the actual statistics, this not 95% of diets don't fail, FYI. That's a poor statistic, cherry pick data. But we know that after 5 years, 80% of weight of dieters is regained, roughly. That's the most recent evidence that we've got for that. So we know that diets are not maintainable often long term, even the best diets. The best diets are the ones that do last. And like I say, there are those coaches out there, including myself and the coaches on this team. So but dieting is associated with so many negative outcomes. And also, let's keep in mind that dieting also is a state of deprivation. So you are excluding foods from your diet. That being said, if you are in a larger body and dieting is helpful for your health, then you're going to get those benefits are probably going to be outweighed by the health benefits. Well, they are. Those benefits are good. Those detriments are going to be outweighed by the benefits to your health of dieting. But if you are a quote unquote healthy BMI, so, and you're physically active and you're fit, where I'm struggling now is the morality of saying, yeah, I'm going to push you into a fat loss phase here. I'm going to say to you, you're really healthy the way you are, but we can optimize this nutrition. And there are so many ways. Like, I work with clients and I don't change the nutrition for months and months and months in terms of macros. They're not dieting, but we change their nutrition in terms of a healthful approach hugely. So there are lots of things that you can do to optimize your health. Dieting is not one. If you are a healthy person, that dieting is not going to optimize your health more than including things into your diet. So if we've got somebody who's healthy, there's spaces we can go to improve their nutrition. Where do we fall then with saying, right, I think it's a great idea for you to deprive your body of nutrients, to increase your risk of disordered eating, to increase your risk of binge eating, and to increase your risk of low body image through a diet when there's so many other things we can focus on. Now, it is absolutely okay to diet and do it out of aesthetic reasons. It is absolutely okay for you to say, do you know what, I really value aesthetics right now, and I value that above health, and I value that above maybe social times and things like that. That's completely okay, and there's no judgment there. And again, I've done that myself before, and who knows, I may well do that again another time. I just suppose my question is that the best thing to do? And then you fall into the deeper the underpinning of why you want to diet. And a lot of people who diet are people who, a lot of people fall into dieting because they don't feel that they are worthy as they are. They don't feel enough. And so often people will diet because they think, well, they have this, what we call it, if they have this core belief that they're not enough. People can often fall into the dieting mindset because they think that they make this compensatory assumption that says, well, if I diet, then I'll feel good enough. If I achieve this goal of fat loss, then I'll feel good enough. And what happens is that we then develop these quite strict rules. So we track our macros and we make sure that we're losing weight every week. And sometimes we develop these disordered food rules. So dichotomous thinking being one, like not being able to eat different foods, excluding foods, etc. We develop these rules. Then what happens is that when something breaks the rules, so for example, end of lockdown, and we can go out and we can eat with our families or our friends, and something breaks that structure, if we have this core belief that we're not enough, and we've got this really perfectionist mindset, what happens is we're filled with guilt and shame. And what that guilt and shame does is it exacerbates this feeling of not good enough. And what do we do when we don't feel good enough? We think, well, if I get my diet 100% and I perfect that, then I'll feel good enough. And then we just fall back into the same cycle. We're quote unquote very good for a while. Something breaks that rule. We feel even more shame. We feel not good enough again. And then we go back to the start of our diet. And so this is my approach when I work with clients. If they come to me and they say they want fat loss, but they're in a healthy body fat range, shall we say, I will often kind of pick them up on this and say, well, what is it that you want to achieve from fat loss? If it's the I'll be happy when scenario, then dieting for that person is the least helpful thing to do. Because dieting, as you know, even if you do a diet really well, that's not what brings you contentment, and it's not what brings you happiness. Like, yes, you can achieve all of these things, but you can get that same level of happiness from ticking off these boxes, focusing on your healthful nutrition, focusing on your holistic health, focusing on your spiritual health, your familial health, your relationship health, all of these other factors of health. If you start ticking those things off and accomplishing those, then you get the same increase, if not more of an increase, in happiness and contentment and connection than you would from fat loss. So where's the need to drop body fat in that? And then if we look a little bit further, often we have to look at why we want to diet if we're in a healthy body size. And yes, health is not a size. However, if you don't need to drop body fat to support your health, let's go with that. You have to look at why you want to do that. Often we think that we want to diet because we think that we value fat loss more than we value other things, or because we think that we are going to reach happiness when we get to that point. The problem with that is that often we are kind of lying to ourselves a little bit. If you are somebody rather that is constantly looking for fat loss, often people think it's because they value aesthetics. But often what can happen is people are looking for, they're actually looking for acceptance. They've got this kind of missing core, what's the word I'm looking for here? They've got an unmet need of connection. Okay, they're lacking that in their lives. And they think that, for example, dropping body fat will allow them to maybe meet new people, or will allow them to be part of a community and therefore find connection. Is that helpful? Is that fat loss going to be helpful for them? Or actually, do we need to look more at, for example, helping people and helping yourself accept yourself? And there are lots of methods you can do to do that. And that's something that I do with clients, you know, compassionate-based coaching. Is it fat loss that you want, or do you want health? And actually, you think that you need to drop body fat to be healthier, when in actual fact, that's not what you need at all, that you just need to focus on other nutrition habits, physical activity habits, and other aspects of health. Remember, it's not just about nutrition and training. There's so much more to health. So is it actually that you need to focus on all of these process-based goals instead? Do you value love? Are you missing? Do you have an unmet need of love? Romantic love, friendship love, familial love, and you think that actually if you drop body fat, then maybe you'll fall in love with someone, maybe you will find that relationship that you want, and you've not accepted this to yourself, but that's coming out in your desire for fat loss. So actually what we need to do there is nurture self-love, spiritual love, all of these different roots of love away from dieting. You only have so much energy to give in a day, in a week, in a year. Your energy is finite. And something I talk about a lot in EIQ Nutrition, and I have this challenge for my clients, is if your day was like a pie chart and you said, right, I want you to, right now, I'm going to draw in this pie chart how much time I spend on each aspect of my life. So for example, right now, if you're dieting, it might be, if you've just started dieting, it might be like 20 to 30% of your energy might be spent on dieting and exercise, and then 10% on career, 10% on love, friendships, etc. But actually, you want to spend more time on your career, more time on your family, and less, you want less food preoccupation. It's like, right, how can we get you from A to B? How can we get that pie chart to look different so that food and exercise takes up a much smaller part of your day, and a smaller part of your energy? And then we can set goals in line with all of these other values that you want to increase time on. The problem is, morally, I think that often we fat loss is the first thing that we go to meet our other needs. And fat loss is not going to provide you what you need to meet those needs. And it's really difficult. It's really hard to do the work that identifies that you've got these unmet needs. It's really, really difficult. There's this theory of Maslow's hierarchy of needs, which you might have heard. And basically, the hierarchy of needs highlights to us what we need in order to be the best that we can be. And at the bottom of the pyramid, we have physiological needs. So that's things like air, water, food, shelter, sleep, clothing, reproduction. Second up is safety needs, personal security, employment, resources, health, property. Up again, love and belonging, friendship, intimacy, family, a sense of connection. Up again is esteem, respect, self-esteem, status, recognition, strength, and freedom. And at the top is self-actualization. And what Maslow suggests is that we need to work up from the bottom. So we need to start our physiological needs and we need to work up in order to get to self-actualization. And we may well have our physiological needs met. We've got enough food, water, etc. We may well have our safety needs met. We feel safe. We've got a job. We're healthy. And then we come to love and belonging. And this is often where people get a little bit stuck. We have love and belonging and we have esteem. And this does tie into self-esteem that I was speaking about at the beginning. Often what happens is when we are lacking in love and belonging or esteem, we try and meet this need through food. So if you, for example, don't recognize within yourself that you actually are lacking intimacy, you don't have that need met within you, rather than recognizing that you don't have that need met in you, you may well turn to food. And this is where we get people emotionally eating, potentially overeating, and not quite understanding why that may be. Sometimes it's because they have these unmet needs, and it's not that they feel emotional in the moment. It's actually that we don't have these needs met. So rather than dealing with that, rather than saying, I feel like I'm lacking that part of my life right now, we turn to food instead. And this is my issue with saying, let's use fat loss as a way to improve your self-esteem and your self-respect. Because it's almost like we're skipping some of the basic fundamentals here of the hierarchy. We're saying, I don't care that you're using food to control the fact that you don't have intimacy in your life. We're just going to skip over that because this is going to improve your self-esteem anyway. What it doesn't do is meet that unmet need. It just skips over it. And what happens is if you place all of your self-esteem and self-respect on your body, what happens when your body changes? When you drop body fat and you feel confident and you feel respected and your self-esteem goes up, what happens when you're not dieting anymore? Because you're not dieting forever. Do you lose all of those attributes again and go back to square one, and you still have those unmet needs and you also now don't have that self-esteem? And this is where really good coaching comes in. And like I said, there are really great coaches that even at the end of your diet, you've still got so many process-based goals to work on and health goals to work on that you still are achieving and you still feel that your esteem is improving. And I see this a lot with my clients. Their self-esteem improves regardless of fat loss, because of all of these additional habits and process-based goals that we're putting in place. And so when it comes to fat loss, I think where I sit with it morally now is that fat loss is not enough. Fat loss alone is not enough. Fat loss alone is not going to help you meet your unmet needs, improve your self-confidence, improve your self-esteem. It's not enough. Fat loss is so important for so many people in terms of supporting their health. and not disputing that. And fat loss for aesthetic reasons is absolutely okay, completely fine. But thinking that going on a diet is going to improve your feelings of a lack of connection, it's going to give you a feeling of acceptance, of love, of belonging, of self-respect. Fat loss is not going to do that. You need to look a little bit further beyond that and look at, what is it that I'm missing? And nutrition is so much more than fat loss in that sense. You know, I have clients who drop body fat and they feel really confident and it's all great and their self-esteem goes up. I have clients who actually drop body fat and still feel the same way until they start doing the other work. They still feel the same way as they did when they started. Their body image doesn't change. And I think that's what's really important to remember as well, is that when I said dieting is associated with poor body image is not based on your body fat. Body image is not based on your fat cells. It's not produced by your adipose tissue. Body image is a perception. It's in your brain. It's in how you see yourself and how you treat yourself. That's what body image is. So it's not really anything to do with your body composition. Not really. It's to do with how you choose to think. And if you enter into a diet that is restrictive and you develop a restrictive mindset, you are tired. Often your body image fluctuates with your mood. And with dieting, prolonged dieting, I'm talking prolonged dieting here, it can impact your mood if you are in a body size that doesn't benefit from dieting. It can impact your mood, and therefore you're more likely to feel quote-unquote fat and have a negative body image because of your low mood. And that's why you see a lot of people who, once they let go of that restriction and trying to get leaner, that their body image actually improves because they're not restricting anymore and they feel better about themselves. So again, fat loss is great for some people. Fat loss for health, great. Fat loss for aesthetics, absolutely fine. There's no issues with it. The issue for me is selling fat loss. People who sell fat loss as a way to improve self-esteem, it's not helpful. You cannot put your self-esteem into your external physical body. They're not the same thing. Self-esteem is about about yourself. It's about your soul. And that doesn't change with your body changing. Great coaches will look at all of the other aspects of that come along with fat loss that might improve confidence, that might improve self-efficacy, that might improve self-esteem. But all of that can be done for a lot of people without fat loss. So if you are in a healthy body, the question really is, and it's completely okay if you do, this will come down to your values, but the question really is this: if you're in a healthy body, is it worth depriving yourself of nutrients and putting your body image and your relationship with food at risk for the benefit of a physical change when it's not going to have an impact in it probably on your self-esteem? And if anything, it may well reduce your self-esteem according to the research. Again, there is no right or wrong answer here. I am absolutely not against it. It's just something to think about. If you're somebody who uses food or either restriction, control, or overeating by means to control how you feel or manage something that's missing in your life, then dieting is not going to give you that. So you need to look a little bit deeper in terms of how you can meet those needs elsewhere. I hope you enjoyed this brief discussion with myself, and I'm really interested to hear your thoughts. So if you have any opinions, please share. I would be very appreciative to hear them. Thanks.